Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A child missing on a rural property in the Hunter region since Friday has been found. Just before midday on September 3rd, officers from Hunter Valley Police District responded to reports a three-year-old was missing on Yango Drive property in Putty, south of Singleton. Officers commenced a coordinated multi-agency response, which included trail bike officers, police rescue, the dog and mounted unit, police divers and Polair. Police were assisted by New South Wales Ambulance, State Emergency Services, Rural Fire Services and the Volunteer Rescue Association. The search continued since then, assisted by hundreds of emergency service volunteers. About 11:30 a.m. today, the boy was located on a nearby riverbank by Polair, who directed ground search crews to his location. He has since been reunited with his family and is being assessed by the New South Wales Ambulance paramedics. A Singleton petrol station has been listed as an exposure site after a confirmed case of COVID-19 visited the area. Anybody who visited the 7-Eleven station at Maitland Road today from 5:45 a.m. to 5:50 a.m. are considered casual contacts. New South Wales Health are advising anybody who visited the venue at the time to get tested and isolate until they receive a negative test result. It follows after five new cases were announced within the Hunter New England Health District in the last 24 hours. It included three from Lake Macquarie's LGA, one in Port Stephens and one in Maitland. Of those five newly announced, only four were linked to previously known cases and all cases were infectious while in the community. And Hunter Valley Operations have confirmed two contractors working at the site's coal handling and preparation plant have been identified as positive COVID cases. HVO immediately enacted their COVID-19 response plan after receiving notification on Friday evening, and that included contact tracing and deep cleaning. New South Wales Health have advised that they will notify any potential close contacts, who will then be instructed to undergo testing and remain isolated for 14 days. Casual contacts of the two workers will also undergo testing and remain isolated until they receive that negative test result. HVO has shut down the CHPP while awaiting test results and will continue to follow the advice of health authorities in implementing the appropriate protocols. All other operational activities, including mining, maintenance and train loading, will continue as normal.